This is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. I'm actually meeting up with Colin and Sean and Jeremy from Brandon Legal Group a little later today. We're going to have lunch at Pin Chasers and bowl a game or two. Pin Chasers and Brandon Legal Group, both presenting sponsors of the podcast, formerly as the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast, now known as Tampa Win Cup. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Brandon Legal Group is not only a huge supporter of the Todd Wright family of podcasts and the Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, but they are your full-service law firm, and you need not ask what they specialize in to make the call for a free consult. Also, to dispel another myth, you do not need to live in Brandon. You do not need to work in Brandon. You do not need to have your issue happen within the city limits, on the roads, or outside of your vehicle in Brandon, Florida. They are a full-service law firm that services the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. All right, so speaking of, I'm recording this the morning of Wednesday, the beginning of the Stanley Cup playoffs. For those of you that enjoy the Lightning coverage on my playoff podcast, which have been renamed for this year, the Tampa Win Cup podcast, as an extra push for my friends Drew and Seth and John and Micah and everyone at 102.5 The Bone, and also to ride the wave as big as it gets for the Tampa Win Cup movement, for lack of a better term. You can check out the Tampa Win Cup podcast also on joebucksfan.com, or as I just did a little earlier, all you got to do is type in Tampa Win Cup podcast on a search engine, and this morning's newest podcast should pop right up there, as Seth Kushner did join me to explain the genesis and the growth rather rapidly of Tampa Win Cup, and the guys from that show, from Drew Garabo Live, will be part of that podcast on and off going forward throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. Speaking of podcasts, let me also say that the plan tomorrow at some point is, you know how James Corden, who looks a lot like James Poulter, who runs Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club, where we hosted Todd Wright Tour 18, James Corden from The Late Late Show does that carpool karaoke segment. Most of you only know him as the guy who drives the car in the carpool karaoke segment because you don't watch the show. Talented guy, but show's a little rough. And I was always a Craig Kilborn and Craig Ferguson fan before him. Bob Fenton and I are going to do basically carpool podcast. It's scheduled for sometime tomorrow, where Bob is going to pick me up here at my condo, and we're going to drive around, perhaps marveling at the fact that there will be a Publix in our neighborhood in about 6 months. It is going to go up on the site of the old Sports Authority that, ironically, Bob Fenton and I used to frequent, just south of West Shore Mall, near the Wells Fargo location, where I sorely miss the wonderful Yarnett Delval, who worked there for many years. Yari, please reach out to me via email and say hello and let me know you're okay. She's not with Wells Fargo anymore. So Bob and I will be probably talking about various topics in the Bob Fenton Free Stretch podcast. And yes, there are apparently two people on this earth that call him Bob: his mother, who I met at the Valspar Championship last year, and me. So that could be coming up. Keep an eye out for the next Bob Fenton Free Stretch podcast via joebucksfan.com. Also, speaking of Seth Kushner from 102.5 The Bone, Seth, for a number of years now, has hosted his version of a podcast on Lightning Power Play, which is an online channel you can enjoy via the iHeartRadio app. My appearance with Seth previewing the Lightning playoffs, I don't think they'll air it until the weekend. Seth could be wrong there. It could air earlier, but we recorded that yesterday. Speaking of the hockey playoffs, my friend Gil Alexander of the Vegas Stats and Information Network on SiriusXM, I made an appearance with him on Monday morning to preview the Stanley Cup playoffs, to preview the Masters, to review WrestleMania, and talk about how Jason Aldean was cheated out of a three-peat at the ACMs on Sunday night at the Grand Garden Arena at MGM Grand. That all said, Gil gave me one hell of a note that paints the picture for those of you that are Lightning fans that kind of can't understand and wrap your head around how the Lightning could not win the Stanley Cup this year. And again, as I've said about homers, and I'm not accusing all of you of being homers, but if you're offended by it, then you are one of them. Homers are the ones who use the term haters because they don't like the sound of the truth. There are a number of reasons why the Lightning might not win the Stanley Cup. That said, they are the favorite. They deserve to be the favorite. Enough said there. It's sports. They play the games. Gil Alexander gave me this note about how the Stanley Cup playoffs differ from, say, the NBA playoffs. So in the NBA playoffs, basically, the Golden State Warriors are your version of the Tampa Bay Lightning. However, let's give the Golden State Warriors a bit more of a nod because in their five-year window, starting in 2015, they've won three titles. They've gone to four finals going into this year. Lightning, no titles, gone to one final. So it is different. But the fact that the Warriors are a favorite, the way the Lightning are a favorite, the way the Warriors play offense, the way the Lightning play offense, yeah, you can make some comparisons there. The difference is the sport. In the NBA, recent sample size suggests the favorite in a best-of-seven series in the NBA playoffs wins 4 out of 5 times, 80%. That's why NBA playoffs are, let's use an NCAA tournament term, chalky. The favorites generally win and advance. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, for the favorite to advance at an 80% rate, the series would have to be a bit longer than best of seven to get an 80% rate for the favorites. The series would have to be best of 50-5-0. That shows you the difference in the two sports, in the two games, and in the two playoffs. It is also why, what, just two of the last 13 President's Trophy winners have won the Stanley Cup, and significantly more, I think four times more, have lost in the first round or the second round. Best of 70. I'm sorry, best of 50. I wrote down best of 70. That's my bad. Best of 50 is the way you get 80% of the favorites to win in hockey, as opposed to best of 7, where 80% win in the NBA playoffs. Just a quick follow-up to the previous podcast. For those of you who might have questioned my opinion about Aaron Rodgers being a dick, do you now? Did you hear him? Did you hear about some of the things he said? And how he called former teammates who went on the record about what he's like, words like bitter and irrelevant. I think the irrelevant term illustrates a little bit more of who Aaron Rodgers really is. He's calling teammates, some he won a Super Bowl with, irrelevant. That's how much Aaron thinks of himself. And we also talked about Russell Wilson's path to free agency, or just his path to quarterbacking another team while he is still young enough to make a significant impact and win more Super Bowls. Jack Del Rio apparently agrees, as Jack Del Rio simply says Wilson might be putting himself in a position to force a trade. Remember, Le'Veon Bell not being handcuffed to the Steelers via the franchise tag has changed the game in the NFL. Again, I think if Kirk Cousins knew what Le'Veon Bell did, Kirk Cousins wouldn't have played two more seasons with the Washington Redskins. At worst, he would have sat out 2016, and he would have been a free agent playing somewhere else in 2017. If Russell Wilson doesn't get a new contract by April 15th, not likely to happen, this season could be his last with the Seattle Seahawks. And one other college basketball note, not that I talked a lot about the tournament. I used to be very, very into college basketball. I still watch the tournament. I don't fill out bracket sheets. Well, I'll take that back. I filled out a bracket online for restaurant Duffy's, a South Florida-based sports bar and restaurant that has a location in Tampa and a few locations in Orlando, because if you just filled out a bracket on their app, they give you a free appetizer. So there you go. So that's why I did it. It was delicious. The fact that Virginia did go from historically bad first number one to lose a 16 to, with the same coach and basically the same players, winning the title the next year is very, very significant. And it says a lot for those players. It says a lot for that coach. It says a lot for that group overall. And let's remember, they play in the toughest conference in all of college basketball. There were three number one seeds in the ACC this year. And below those number ones, there were some very strong lower seeded teams that also fared particularly well in winning games in the NCAA tournament. As a historic loss can stay with an individual in sports or a team in sports, and that individual or that team is never the same for it. Virginia overcame it. And it was quite a competitive game against Texas Tech. I made this point to a good friend of mine that I've talked college basketball with for 20 years. The faces of college basketball in the one-and-done era are now the coaches. I'm not saying they weren't before, but now it's kind of all we have. Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski, Bill Self, Tom Izzo. Okay, there's just kind of a big four. Okay, John Calipari as well. Not getting any younger. So if you're looking for two faces that you might see at a number of future Final Fours, I think you had them coaching in this title game on Monday night, in Bennett and Beard. And look, I hope Beard stays at Texas Tech the way Mark Few stays at Gonzaga. He has some roots there. He has a good thing going there. I'd love to see it. If he does eventually make a move to a school with a higher ceiling that can pay him more money and give him more resources, as is generally the case with coaches in football or men's basketball, I think he can also go to Final Fours somewhere else. I'm not saying it'll be any easier or any better, because Texas Tech has been that good for the last 2 years, and I believe in him and Tony Bennett as Final Four coaches going forward, wherever they choose to coach. That does it for this edition of the Toddcast. Remember, it is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. They know legal assistance is not an impulse buy. They just want you to remember them when you are in a position to need any sort of legal assistance, because they are a full-service law firm. They eliminate the question of, well, do they handle the type of law that I need? Full service law firm. Your question is answered. Call for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They will be participating and sponsoring Todd Wright Tour XIX, which will be at Wentworth Golf Club coming up on May 4th. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Toddcast. Check out the Tampa Wind Cup podcast for Lightning hockey coverage. And in a day or so, be on the lookout for the Free Stretch podcast via joebucksfan.com as Bob Fenton serves as James Corden. And we do a version of carpool podcasting driving around the new Publix near West Shore Mall.